Investment advisory services offered by Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial is a franchisee of the Retirement Income Store. The Retirement Income Store and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Hello, everybody. Michael Stewart here, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Glad you're with us for another edition of the Retirement Success Blueprint, where in retirement, income is the outcome. Truly appreciate you carving out a little time this weekend to tune into the show, and I know you won't be disappointed. Well, planning for retirement can be complicated enough. I mean, it's got a lot of moving parts and things that need to be coordinated, like when to start Social Security, maybe if you got a pension, what pension options make the most sense. How about this one? How much of an emergency cash bucket should you have when the paychecks stop? Or even taxes. How are taxes going to affect you in retirement? And are there any options for you to reduce the impact of taxes in retirement? So lots of moving parts, like I said. Now, if you add that, you have a lot of different baskets of retirement savings accounts too. Maybe you got some brokerage accounts, some bank accounts, some IRAs, some 401ks, some 403bs, some thrift savings plans, lump sum pensions. Your retirement, you've intentionally made it more complicated. So in fact, I recently met with Bill and Cindy, and they are loyal listeners who, between the two of them, they've had several jobs over their careers, including a stint of being self-employed. And now that they're avid savers, they started 401ks at every company they work for. But when they left the employer, they also left the 401k at the old employer. In addition to that, each year they set up a different IRA almost every year at various banks and brokerage firms. In fact, you know, this year it was a Roth IRA, the other year it was a traditional IRA, and they never really kept track. And all of this was done in the name of diversification, and partly a case of you don't know what you don't know. You see, they were experts in their business and in their careers, but not so much in aggregating their retirement accounts and their investment accounts. But when I was finally able to count all the different statements and all the different accounts, it turned out that they had 16 different accounts between them. That's right, 16 different accounts. So I was blown away, and they were completely unaware. They knew it was a lot, but they didn't realize it was 16. They just accumulated them over time. Well, a lot of times we call this the financial junk drawer. Right? You've been sold stuff, or you've got all these old employer plans over the years, 20, 30, 40 years. You just accumulate stuff. But when we discovered this, it quickly overwhelmed them. And I think for good reason. I mean, my gosh, I was almost overwhelmed. And I've been doing it for 22 years. But the reality is, if you're trying to keep track of all that, it can be incredibly difficult. Just as importantly is, how do you manage the investments within 16 different accounts? Realistically, you can't, right? You can't coordinate them. You got to consolidate them. But think about when you're retired trying to keep track of all those different things. But the fact is, it's not really that unusual. Now, maybe 16 accounts is unusual, but it's not unusual to see situations where people have a lot of different accounts, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 different accounts scattered all across. You might have a couple 401ks, a 403b, an old lump sum pension that got closed down. And they can not only be confusing, but it's hard to wrap your head around a unified strategy, just making sure everything's going in the right direction for you at the stage of life you're in now. And if you're one of those people with lots of accounts and you need some help sorting out that financial junk drawer, let us help straighten things out for you and put you on the path to a stress-free retirement. Now, I love a good challenge just like the next guy, one like Bill and Cindy presented to me, and it's kind of like that old adage, how do you eat an elephant? You know, you eat it one bite at a time. In addition to the usual planning pieces that we normally have to deal with, we've also got to evaluate each one of the investment pieces to help them figure out, number one, what are all those pieces, but also how do they fit into their overall retirement strategy? And the good news is that they had done a wonderful job at saving in the accumulation phase of their life, right? The growth phase, kind of putting together over $1 million combined. The problem was now that they're both in their mid-60s, they're approaching retirement, but they had no idea how to pull it all together. So we had to work together to see if we can kind of cross that threshold into retirement where they could start getting income off their portfolio and if they're really ready to pull the trigger to retire. And it isn't just the area of expertise. It's not their area, right? They're great at what they do, but they don't do financial planning. So like I mentioned a minute ago, once we broke it down, we separated everything out, we're actually able to show them that they had three primary buckets of money, all with different tax rules. They had $600,000 in pre-tax accounts, like IRAs, 401ks, $200,000 in Roth IRAs, those are tax-free, and $300,000 in after-tax savings and investment accounts. So think cash investments. That first step of simplification to them, it was incredibly refreshing, and it took a huge load off their shoulders. So they had some pre-tax, some after-tax, and some tax-free. And I could really see by the look in their eyes that they were stunned, not so much by the amount, but by the fact that all we did was take 16 accounts and show them how to look at them in three simple tax buckets. But these are the type of things we do every single day, providing resources just to simplify your life. As people get closer to retirement, as they're in retirement, they don't want to get more complicated. They want to simplify things. Now, breaking down all these accounts for Bill and Cindy was really only the first step in giving them a clear picture of their retirement roadmap, helping them to realize, can we really retire or do we have to continue to work? But I can tell you that for Bill and Cindy, it was a significant step because it was overwhelming to them once they started to figure out, hey, what do we do here? What do we do next? And how do we know if we're ready to retire? The fact is that it just didn't know where to start. So that was one of the things that we did at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We pulled that part together for them. But what we did next is really the secret sauce that gave them the confidence to move forward in retirement. See, they had pre-tax accounts. They had Roth accounts. They had after-tax accounts. Now, that was step one in the simplification process to help them determine whether or not they could retire. Next, I showed them how we could simplify their investments by taking those 16 statements and combining those down just into 5 accounts. Right, we had an after-tax account, a traditional IRA each, and a Roth IRA each. The first thing we did was take all the 401ks and the IRAs and combine them into their respective individual IRAs because you can't combine his into hers. They had to have one IRA for each of them. Then we combined Bill's 3 Roth IRA accounts into one account and finally combined their 6 individual accounts into one joint account. Again, this was part right here was totally refreshing to them, because they could see how it all kind of filtered together into a simple handful of accounts, and it was a lot more manageable that they could see on one dashboard when they logged in. And I tell you this because when we talk about that retirement readiness review that we offered our listeners, one of the things that we want to do is give you a path to consolidation and a path to simplifying the accounts that you have so it simplifies your financial life. All right, well, now came the hard part, making sure that Bill and Cindy had enough income to support the goals that they had in retirement. I mention it every week that in retirement, income is the outcome. We can't spend growth. We want growth, but we can't spend it. So things like travel for them, it was extremely important. And a few other important things that were on the radar screen was like fishing and golf. And yes, folks, you heard it here first, competitive pickleball. Get that? That's becoming one of the more exciting things on people's radar screens these days if they want to stay kind of athletically involved. But they also wanted to help their 3 grandchildren get through college. And they realized that all those things cost money in addition to their day-to-day living expenses. Now, as I mentioned earlier, they had saved over $1 million, but we realized after our discussion that the way they were invested, which is mainly in ETFs and mutual funds with a couple common stocks thrown in the mix, it was okay when they were in the accumulation phase of their life, right? You know, growing the money in their 20s, 30s, 40s. Meaning that they were depositing money regularly from their paychecks, but that same strategy could easily backfire now that they're approaching the distribution or retirement phase, and they actually needed to tap into those funds for steady income. And they were very confident about their monthly income need. We broke it down, and they said they need about $10,000 a month, which is about $120,000 a year, just to make it all work. And the fact is that Social Security made up about $5,000 a month, or $60,000 a year. So half of the 10 grand they needed came from Social Security, and he had a small pension of another 1250. So that meant that they needed to have at least $45,000 from their investments just to fill that income gap. We talked a little bit about investing for income, meaning interest and dividends, predictable income using what I refer to as the universe of income-generating investments, because that would be a lot more reliable for them to generate true income as a renewable resource, meaning that when they spend it, the money's going to come back instead of having to sell shares from their mutual funds and their common stocks that they're currently holding. And that was really interesting because once they saw that in real life, you know, you hear it on the radio and it kind of makes sense, but when you see it in your individual context, it really starts to flick those light bulbs off and they realize that if they don't need all the income in 1 year, they could actually reinvest some of the dividends and interest and create organic inflation hedge, right? It's still going to continue to grow independent of market conditions. So whether it's for inflation or maybe long-term care or something along those lines, you have the ability to keep up with inflation. But they could also see how this process, when investing for income, how it actually simplified their situation, preparing them for a solid, confident retirement. It finally gave them clarity for the first time in their working life. And it gave them that critical blueprint that they needed in order to have the confidence just to fully retire, to get ready for retirement. So like I've said before, it isn't always a walk in the park. The steps you can take to simplify your financial plan and organize it includes consolidating all the accounts so you can start with next, understand your retirement goals and your costs, then coordinate your income sources to make sure that your investments are allocated properly to get the income you need to fill any gap or to provide you more predictable income now or down the road. And if you're not comfortable doing that yourself, make sure you find a specialist, an income retirement specialist who is doing these things, can get you the result and the restful sleep that you need to enjoy that stress-free retirement that you've always dreamed of. So Elliot wants to know what's going on in the stock market and what to do about it. Well, we'll deal with Elliot's question heading on and get to more of your questions right after the break. But since we're talking about this, I spent some time to create an informative companion report. I call it The Essentials of Retirement Income. It goes even more in depth about what we've been discussing here today. How do you get income off your portfolio independent of market conditions? If you'd like to receive this educational report, I'll send it out to you, no cost, no obligation to you. Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, to receive this complimentary report called Essentials of Retirement Income, give us a call, 866-316-0822. You are listening to Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Thanks for listening to our show today, and we've put together a companion report that goes with this show. It's called The Universe of Non-Stock Market Income-Generating Alternatives. These investments are considered to have less risk of loss, and they're instruments that people invest in primarily for income. The Universe of Non-Stock Market Income-Generating Alternatives. For your free copy, call the Retirement Success Blueprint right now at 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
The clients get that statement. It says, yeah, the average return's been 7, 8%, whatever it is. And they go, for who? I've gotten about 3% or 4%.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and we're going to take some questions and get you the answers you need to build your tomorrow. And if you want to get your questions answered on the show, remember you have a question that means a lot to other people who are listening. They might have the same question, too. I find that questions that we answer here are questions that can really help a lot of different people. So, of course, the entire Retirement Success Blueprint community, so we can really make it easy for you to get that question answered. You either send it to us online at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Click on the Contact Us tab, submit your question there, or call in 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. You might even hear your question on the next edition of the Retirement Success Blueprint, but let's get right into it. So the first question this week comes from Elliot. Elliot says, my 401k has been taking a pretty big hit lately due to the stock market. When do you think the stock market's going to turn around? Well, thanks, Elliot, for that question. I know it's on everybody's mind right now because although we've had a recent rally, there's still some turbulence ahead, especially coming off a really rough 2022. So the overall stock market ended the year last year, depending on whether you're looking at the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ, down somewhere between about 19 and 33% from where it was about a year prior. And that is definitely disconcerting to people. But I'll tell you, I refer to that as the crystal ball question, meaning that if I had a crystal ball that worked, I'd be in my 200-foot yacht in the Mediterranean most likely. But what I will do is give you this. I'll give you my best effort here because there are some things that are happening in the economy that gives us some indications of the things that lay ahead. So listen, the market is definitely volatile. And the reason the market's volatile is because there's so much uncertainty going on right now. You got inflation running pretty hot, although it's coming down. You got questions about a recession on the horizon. Is the Fed going to force us into a recession? That can have more of a negative impact on the market. And yet at the same time, you kind of have a really tight economy, right? With a really strong job market. So those three things pulled together make it a little bit disconcerting for people. So you've got institutions that are buying and selling on a regular basis. You got the Federal Reserve who's raising interest rates, trying to reduce or at least stave off some of the inflation so that we're not getting hit so hard when we go fill up our cars or buy groceries. Those things create uncertainty, and uncertainty creates volatility. So I can tell you that most likely we're going to see a recession. How deep it is, how long it is really going to be anybody's guess. But if you look at history, then you'll probably see that most of these recessions could last anywhere from 6 to 18 months. And my gut instinct here tells me that it'll probably be somewhere right in the middle of that. So you get to a point where the recession starts to sink in, maybe late spring, maybe some point in the summer. Consumers are going to slow down their purchasing, and that'll actually take some pressure off the inflation number. Now, as a result, what'll happen is the Fed will turn their minds around, because when the market goes down and the economy dives into recession, and again, I say dive kind of loosely, because who knows whether it's a soft landing or a deep recession, but when they see that start to happen, they're most likely going to start lowering interest rates at a minimum, or at least take their foot off the gas and pause for a while, and let the economic ramifications of all those recent increases in interest rate just kind of trickle their way through the economy and see what happens. Now, one of the problems that everybody has a concern that the Federal Reserve might push us into a deeper recession is that when the Federal Reserve raises interest rates, it typically will take somewhere between 3 to 6 months for that interest rate increase to actually show up in the economic numbers. So the things that we're feeling here in the early 2023 are from some of the interest rate increases that happened last summer to last fall. Well, they just raised interest rates again in December, and guess what? We won't see that until April, May, June in the economy. And there's thought that they're going to raise rates in February and March, and if that happens, we won't see that till later in the summer too. So by the time the Fed actually gets confirmation that all these interest rate increases have worked, they've slowed everything down, we run the risk of it was 1, 2, 3, 4 too many increases. And that was going to make it a deeper recession. You know, now they take the foot off the gas. Who knows? Maybe we can get a soft landing. That's what we're all hoping for. But hope ain't a strategy, right? And that's what we talk about every week here. So the Fed, you know, they'll eventually want to stimulate the economy. So when they screw this whole thing up, there's only one way to stimulate the economy. And that's to start dropping those short-term Fed fund rates. So cutting interest rates. And that's going to give a positive aspect to our perspective on the economy and the market. That's likely going to happen second half of the year. And that's when you'll start seeing this turnaround. You'll start to see the stock market going back up. Even though all the economic numbers are negative, the market's going to be looking 12 months ahead. Now, we have seen some positives, but some of that could just be speculation in the market, right? This early year rally could just be excess speculation, hoping that the Fed's almost done. But who knows when it'll all go the way down, to kind of hit that trough and begin to turn around and head back up again. My best instinct tells me that probably sometime mid to late 2023, where we'll see some of the volatility edge its way out of the market, more confidence start to rear its head. So, Elliot, I hope that helps. I know it was kind of a deep dive into Fed policy and that, but that's really what's got the market on edge. Really, the question here is, are you prepared? Right, folks, every week we talk about, hey, the Fed's doing this, the markets are doing this, you know, what's all the economic numbers say? The reality is you are responsible for your own retirement. So let us help you with that. Are you prepared? Is your current investment strategy established in such a meaningful way, in the way you're allocated, that you're prepared for the next phase of your life. Not what the economy's doing, not what the market's doing, not trying to market time. Are you prepared for the next phase of your life? I'm going from the growth accumulation phase to the distribution and the income phase where you need to protect it. You need to get in supplementary income stream off of it. That's what we'd love to help you with at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. So if you've got more questions about that, then I'd like to see how the economy right now might affect you and the phase of life that you're currently in. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we not only have financial planning and investment management, we have a CPA on staff, an entire tax team. We've got a legal team in-house that we work with for estate planning. So when you get advice, a real plan, it's going to be based on all of your financial circumstances, not just a junk drawer of financial products. So if you've got some more questions about that, you want to see how the economy affects you right now at the stage of life you're in, give us a call. Let's set up a 15-minute strategy call. Get your questions answered. 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822. If you are just joining us, you are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And we are hitting on your questions. So let's get right to the next one. And this one is from Kate. Kate's question is, if I don't plan to retire, should I look at changing things in my portfolio, or should I look at things differently if I don't plan to retire versus if I do plan to retire? The fact is, I love what I do and I have the ability to keep doing it well into my later years if I choose to, and I could still have all the flexibility that I need. Kate, that's a great position to be in, but I want you to think about a couple very important things. Number one, things change, and you really need to be prepared for those changes that may happen, and they might happen suddenly. They could be things that are completely out of your control, like economic issues. Maybe the company you're working for either shuts down, or maybe your position's eliminated or changes and you're not really comfortable with it. Maybe the leadership changes and you're not really comfortable with that. Could be health issues creeping up. Those kind of things are out of your control that might force you to take a break or to retire. It could even just be your perspective, right? You say you love what you do now, but at some point your mind may change and you might just get tired of doing it and look for another opportunity. And what that points to is that you've got to make sure your investments and your income and your retirement plan are all aligned together in the event that that happens. So how do you have your investments allocated? Are they invested more for growth and accumulation, or are they more invested to produce income and protect your retirement? If they're invested for growth and you're just kind of speculating if the market goes down, if you're in a situation where your perspective does change and you want to get out, it could be a tough time to do that because if the market's down, you'd be forced to sell more shares of your principal just to pretend like it's income, to fill that income gap. So again, it has to do with your perspective and it has to do with the phase of life that you're in right now, but it also has to do with economic situations and how quickly those factors can change. But I'd love to get you out a resource, Kate, and I think it'd help. Folks, I've announced it the last couple months here on the show. I've got a gift for you that will help you take back control of your financial future. I want to send you a complimentary copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Create the Retirement You Deserve. In this compelling book, I discuss how most retirement planners have it all wrong when it comes to income planning, and it goes in depth about how to truly generate maximum income in your portfolio, minimize your taxes in retirement, as well as how to prepare and take advantage of the market downturns like what we've seen. So how do you get it? You can go on Amazon, spend $15 on it, or I'll send you out a complimentary physical copy of it, but you just got to raise your hand. Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Send you a complimentary copy of my book, Retirement Success Blueprint. It'll be a blueprint to guide you through the rough patch in the markets and the economy that we continue to face. Ask for the Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Create the Retirement You Deserve. You can check it out online, crystallaketax.com, or give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Hello, everybody. Michael Stewart here, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Retirement Success Blueprint, where in retirement, income is the outcome. And on today's show, we're going to share with you the top four mistakes retirees make and how to avoid them so that you can enjoy the retirement that you've always dreamed of. Now, do you remember when you were kids, you were little, and you saw them doing something that you knew was going to cause them harm or is going to affect them negatively down the road somewhere in life? Well, of course, you just didn't want to happen to your kids, right? So you probably told them something like this: Junior, I know exactly what you're doing. Dad's been around the block a few times and knows exactly how that's going to turn out. So trust me, it's not going to the end well for you. In other words, please believe me, this is the voice of experience talking. Don't do it. Well, that might have been what you said. Let me guess you that worked 100% of the time to get him or her to do the right thing. Not so fast, right? When it comes to raising kids, it seems like every generation needs to learn from their own mistakes. But that doesn't have to be the case when it comes to you and your retirement. Knowing what mistakes to avoid gets you halfway to success. So we're going to talk about some of those mistakes. And mistake number one is not thinking about retirement, what it really means to you. And what I mean here is setting some goals, or at least thinking seriously about what your purpose is going to be in retirement. What's going on to take up your time? How are you going to spend with that time that used to be working is now free time? I mean, remember, you'd spend 40 hours a week at least doing your job in your profession. That's an awful lot of time to fill for the next 30 years. So I want to encourage you to take some time and dream here. I mean, think about it. Do you really think you're going to spend your day sitting in the recliner watching reruns of I Love Lucy or something like that? I mean, that might sound fun for a weekend or two, but not for long. You might want to think about travel, or whether it's going to be domestic, international travel, or maybe mission trips with the church, or volunteering, or some hobbies, or maybe you just want to start a business or help your grandkids get through college, anything like that. But if you don't think about this, it's going to suck the life right out of you. They say that people that don't have anything to do end up getting bored and dying much earlier, much sooner. And as a fiduciary financial planner for 22 years, I've seen this happen. But if you want to avoid the retirement mistakes that we're talking about today's show, let's help you keep on track, keep your retirement on track. So the first thing that you want to do is really, it starts out with saying, okay, I'm not retiring from a job, I'm retiring to something. So figure out what that to is. Because once you figure out that, now you're going into retirement motivated, ready to do something. If you're motivated just to stop working and just kind of plop on the couch, well, I got to tell you, that's not going to work out too well for you from a health perspective. So you see, the first thing you need to do is make sure that you covered your everyday living expenses. And it needs to include not only your monthly have-to expenses, but about the things that come around once a year, like your insurance and your real estate taxes, things like that. I can't tell you how many times I've had somebody come in and said, hey, I can live on $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month. And we say, okay, you've got this budget or this spending plan all laid out. And early in my career, I would take their word for it. And then what would happen is they'd come up in May or June and say, hey, Mike, I need $4,000 extra for the property taxes. Well, wait a second. No, you built those in, right? You divided your property taxes by 12 and you figured it out. No, I didn't figure those in. And then I come back in August, September, Mike, I need another $4,000 for the second installment. Or we'd come up in October, November, Mike, I need an extra couple thousand dollars for my homeowner's insurance. So all of these lump sums you need to figure in, and you need to build them into that budget. So it's not just your monthly budget, but figure in some of those annual expenses as well. So for those of us who are financially minded and we think about these things all the time, it may come a little bit easier for us. But for some people, not so much. You got to find out what works for you so you can build that critical foundation of understanding what your real costs are in retirement. Because if you don't know what your expenses are, you're going to run out of money way too soon. You're going to have problems, whether it's now or 10, 15 years down the road, because you got to realize that retirement is not just some great experiment where you just kind of kick the tires and hope everything's going to work out. Because not only do you have to consider your expenses today, but if you're in your 60s retiring, it's a really good chance that you or both of you are going to be retired for the next 30 years. You got to include inflation in that. And if 2022 showed us anything, even going into 2023, it's that we have to figure in inflation and cost of living adjustments over time. You see, even with modest inflation rate, not the 8% or 6% that we're experiencing in today's economy, but your costs are going to more than double your retirement, even at average inflation of about 3-3.5%. So you need to be prepared for it. Just means that you need rising income to keep up with inflation. It's not just going to magically prepare itself for you. And also you have to think about the fact that the goals that you set up just a few minutes ago, many of them have costs associated with them as well. Think about travel, hobbies, that pickleball league you always wanted to join. You need to count it up and you need to include that in your costs as well. Because you think about travel, for example, as a good example. I mean, are you thinking about doing cruises or are you going to go fly first class? If you're doing cruises, are we talking about Carnival cruises? Are we talking about exotic Norwegian river cruises that's going out there? It all makes a big difference. And you got to make sure that you're prepared for it. Making the mistake of not covering those costs or not preparing for the rising costs could cause you a major problem. If not today, then down the road when you're later in retirement. And remember that adage that I talk about quite frequently? You have to plan for a 30-year retirement because it's much better to plan for a 30-year retirement and only live 20 than to plan 20 and live 30. If you don't take some time here to count the costs, your retirement's going to be cut short and not in a good way. And I don't think you need me to tell you that looking for a job when you're 75 or 85 is probably going to be a lot tougher than you might think. Now, we dealt with a couple of the basic or foundational mistakes that retirees tend to make. Now it's time to get serious. What I'm talking about is I'm going to share with you next could put tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars back into your retirement pockets so that it gives you more money to live out the retirement that you've always dreamed of. That's coming up next on the Retirement Success Blueprint. You won't want to miss it here. This is Michael Stewart, Fiduciary Financial Planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about the four biggest mistakes that retirees make. And since we're talking about this, and in retirement, income is the outcome, I spent some time to create an informative companion report called The Essentials of Retirement Income. It goes even more in depth about what we've been discussing today. How do you get income off your portfolio in good markets and bad without spending the principal? In my book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street, I call it eat the eggs, not the chickens, right? How do you spend income without touching the principal? If you'd like to receive this educational report, I'll send it out to you. No cost, no obligation. You got to give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, to receive this complimentary report called The Essentials of Retirement Income, give us a call, 866-316-0822, or request it online at crystallaketax.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
So how's this latest stock market roller coaster ride treating you? You've worked too long and too hard scrimping and saving for retirement to have it exposed to this market volatility or gobbled up by some retirement spend-down scheme. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, hoping for different results. For your free, no obligation, no more volatility information kit, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. It's time to get off the roller coaster and get serious about how you're planning for retirement using tools and strategies designed to generate steady retirement income so you may have the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. For your free, no obligation, no more volatility information kit, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back, everyone. Michael Stewart here, Fiduciary Financial Planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, where in retirement, income is the outcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint. Well, today we're laying out the top mistakes that retirees make and how you can avoid them. But if you miss any of the program we thought ahead for you after the show, all you need to do is go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Click on the In the Media tab, select Retirement Success Blueprint page, and the replay of this and other archived episodes are there as well. Now, earlier we talked about the first couple of mistakes that I see retirees make, including not having goals in retirement and defining their purpose for retirement. So if you don't have well thought out purpose for your retirement, you're going to end up getting bored real quick. And what I've seen happen is that a lot of times when this happens is that people start to rack up bills. They're at Home Depot, they're at Lowe's, they're working on little projects that kind of just add up over time. Can't tell you one example of one of our clients has remodeled the bathroom 4 times in the last 5 years and drained his entire IRA. And that can be fun for a little while until you get the credit card statement. You're wondering, where in the world did that $2,000 go? It can be a real problem. You end up, if you're bored, you end up spending more money than you planned because it's just like the Bible said about idle hands, right? So you still have to have some focus. Think about it. You spent 5 days a week for the last 30, 40 years filling time with work. Well, now what? That work's gone, so you got to have a purpose on how you're spending your time. I mentioned it before the break. You need to retire to something, not from something. So the second mistake is not counting the cost, including the cost of your goals like travel or hobbies, and including inflation or the fact that those are going to be more expensive later. Because you may live 30 years in retirement, and you're going to need money at the end too. It's better to have money at that point than to run out of money way too soon because you just didn't plan right. And I talk about it all the time on this show. It amazes me how many of the big name financial planning and investment management firms out there, you know, prospective clients will come in, loyal listeners of the radio show will come in and say, hey, look, I got a financial plan and really it's just an investment plan, how to invest your money. But the crazy thing about it, it says, look, they said I would be okay until 82 and then that's when I run out of money. Well, who in the heck puts together a financial plan that shows you when you run out of money? Right? And that's in their best case scenario. It's just crazy. When you put together a financial plan, the income has to last as long as you do. And we'll get to that later in the segment here when I start talking about eat the eggs and not the chickens. You need to have a financial plan that is going to last as long as you do so you don't risk running out of money independent of market conditions. Well, now let's get on to mistake number 3, and that is taxes. Now, all of you know at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, not only do we have the fiduciary financial planners, and we have a legal team in-house that works with our clients on estate planning, but we also have a CPA on staff and a full tax team. We'll do tax preparation, probably do about 600 tax returns this year. So when we talk about investing with clients, taxes are a very big focus for us as well. So everybody thinks about taxes when they think about the fact that, well, maybe taxes are going to be lower in retirement. Well, I hate to tell you, that's rarely true. And if you don't plan ahead, taxes could be the one thing that eats your retirement lunch for you. Taxes can be your largest expense in retirement. The government is your partner in your plan. Here's a good example. Let's say you've got $1 million in your IRA or 401k, and you're in the 22% tax bracket currently. You don't have $1 million. You have $780,000 and the government has a $220,000 lien against it because as you withdraw out that money, you owe income tax on that. Think about January 1st, 2026. That's when the TCJA tax cuts, also known as the Trump tax cuts, expire and tax rates go back to where they were in 2017. Now you're not in the 22% tax bracket. On the same income, you're likely in the 28% tax bracket. So now that $1 million IRA is not worth $1 million. It's not even worth $780,000. It's now worth $720,000. Just bam, overnight, flip of the calendar, you lost $60,000 just in potential taxes. So in fact, I met with a listener the other day and we discovered that his retirement income is actually going to turn out to be 2 times what his current salary is. 2 times. And when you plan ahead and you avoid this huge mistake, we can be proactive, do proactive tax planning. We can chart a course to try to minimize the impact of taxes on your retirement. I know it's not part of today's show, but you know, on the side here at the end of the show, go to retiresmartchicago.com, retiresmartchicago.com. We set up an entire website for you to get a complimentary retirement tax bill to show you what your potential tax liability is, what I call the government's plan. If all you do is be a good little soldier and do what the government says with your pre-tax account, your IRAs, your 401ks, go to retiresmartchicago.com, type in your IRA 401k information, and within a minute, you'll immediately get instantly a report that's going to say on the left-hand side in the gray is the government's plan, how much you could potentially pay in taxes, or on the right side is a proactive tax planning strategy like we do at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And you're going to see that you could potentially save hundreds of thousands of dollars of unnecessary taxes, but it doesn't happen by itself. You need to consider taxes. So you see, there may be a season of time when you can get money out of your IRA tax-free. Yeah, that's right, tax-free. And here's how it might work when you retire. If you've got cash or you have a non-taxable account that you can tap into without having to start your Social Security right away, well, maybe you can pull out as much as $25,000, $28,000 and not pay a dime in taxes. Do that for a few years and you've easily saved $25,000, $30,000 in unnecessary taxes over your lifetime. Think about that, $25,000 to $30,000 of taxes with something just very subtle like that. So what can you do with that money on your own? You can fulfill more of your goals. Now that's exciting, keeping money in your pocket, right? Taking it from the right pocket to the left rather than handing it to Uncle Sam. And it's possible you'd use that money to move into a Roth IRA where it'll never be taxed. It'll grow tax-free, you can spend it tax-free, and it can be inherited tax-free. You see, that's just one way. There's a couple other ways, like qualified charitable distributions, what they call QCDs. So when you reach the age of 72, now it's 73, soon to be 75, you can donate money from your IRA to your nonprofit. And this starts at 70 and a half, by the way. So even before your required minimum distributions start. If you're already going to be donating money to charitable causes, you can have the IRA, the check, go directly from your IRA to the nonprofit organization, the charitable organization, and the IRS doesn't count that as taxable income. It's another way to get money out of your IRA because normally you'd be writing that check with after-tax money. So if you're going to give $5,000, $10,000 to the church's building fund, if you give it directly out of your IRA and you're over 70 and a half, they get that same amount of money, but you save the income taxes on it. So make sure you understand the moving parts because it could be a major problem later. But every situation's a little different. One of the biggest things when we start talking about tax-free retirements and Roth conversion strategies and tax planning, most brokers out there, when you ask them, hey, should I be doing Roth conversions? At what level? What should I pay in taxes? What should I withhold? They'll look like deer in headlights and say, we can't give you tax advice. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we can because we have a CPA on staff, an entire tax team that works with our clients to make sure that we're making the right tax-efficient choices on all the strategies that we're implementing. So in a couple of things right here should be enough to get your brain moving to let you know maybe some of the services that you're not. What we found out is a lot of individuals, when they get 5 years to retirement or they're already in retirement, they find out that when they need estate advice, when they need tax advice, when they need more comprehensive generating income off of their retirement funds advice, they've outgrown their advisor because their advisor was a good growth person, a good accumulator of the stock market. And then now they're in a position where I want to protect what I have. I want to get income off of it that lasts as long as I do. I want to pay the least amount of taxes. So if that's what you're looking for, give us a call. We'll share with you not only how to avoid these type of retirement mistakes, but many others that we've seen in the last 22 years. So take a minute, give us a call. We'll get you on a 15-minute strategy call. Find out where you are and see how we can help. 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com and set up your 15-minute strategy call to see how we can avoid you from falling victim to some of these major mistakes. So thanks again for being with us on the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you just joined in or you're new to the show, we're so glad you're here. And today we're addressing the top four mistakes that retirees make that you need to avoid. And to our regular listeners, we're glad you're here too. So thanks for being a part of the Retirement Success Blueprint, but don't forget to tell your friends and family about the program. All right, number four, mistake number four. You got to make sure that you've got enough income to fund all those dreams and goals that you have to cover all of your expenses in retirement. I say it every week, in retirement, income is the outcome. Right? You can't spend growth. You can't buy ice cream for the grandkids with a stock certificate. You need income off your portfolio. When I say income, we talk about it in the form of interest and dividends, right? It's not, hey, if the market went up, I'm going to sell some shares and take money out. Folks, that's spending your principal. If you want to find out how much you're getting in interest and dividends, take a look at your brokerage statement, your 401k statement. Look at that far right column. and it should say estimated annual income or estimated annual yield. If you're not getting 4 to 5%, you cannot safely take 4 or 5%. You're hoping, crossing your fingers and toes, hoping the market goes up if you're trying to spend more than the interest and dividends that you're earning. I've seen far too many situations where people have great dreams, but they became wishful thinkers. If you don't have sustainable, predictable income to support the goals and dreams, and your income's going to come from a variety of sources, of course, Social Security is one, but it raises questions. When do you start Social Security to optimize it over your lifetime? And if you started at the wrong time, you might be leaving $150,000, $200,000 on the table over your retirement life. We have software that will tell you how to optimize it. If you're married between both spouses, what's the ideal time to get income as soon as possible without leaving a big benefit down the road? What about a pension if you have one? If you have a pension, what are the options that are right for you? Do you take the single life? Do you take the second to die? Maybe a lump sum? All these things can be confusing if you don't know how they fall inside your overall retirement plan. So when we talk about a retirement plan at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we're not just talking about an investment plan. Most people think they have a financial plan, but what they really have is a junk drawer of stuff. They got stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, life insurance, just a bunch of stuff they've been sold over the years, whether they've been doing it themselves or they've been working with some big brokerage firm. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, when we talk about a retirement success blueprint, what we're talking is about five components to your plan. If you don't have one of these, you don't have a real financial plan. One, where's your income coming from in retirement without touching principal in good markets and bad? Two, based on your income need, how much risk should you take to have a rising income that lasts as long as you do, but doesn't get wiped out when the market rolls over? Three, can you be doing it in the most tax-efficient manner, not in just one given year, but over your lifetime? Four, if you had a healthcare event, you needed long-term care, home-based healthcare, how would you pay for it? And five, do you have your estate plan in place for when you're living, things like power of attorneys, healthcare directives, and also when you pass, to make sure that we avoid probate, the government takes the least amount of time, least amount of taxes, least amount of expenses, and least amount of government involvement in settling your estate. If you have all five of those in place, you have a real financial plan. We call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. If you're missing any one of those, give us a call and we'll help you figure it out. So the key here is you got to know that your savings are going to fill your income gap. In retirement, income is the outcome. So if you got a pension, great. You're going to start taking Social Security at some point. Great. But your savings, your IRAs, your 401ks, your thrift savings plans, your brokerage accounts, your 403bs, maybe even some annuities, they fill the income gap. But the question is, how are your investments allocated? Are they invested for growth or are they invested for income? If you're approaching or you're in retirement, you're invested in things like mutual funds and ETFs and bond funds, then you need to listen closely here. You got a great chance of running out of money if you need to start taking income from these type of investments, because you're going to have to engineer your income. And by engineering income, what I'm saying is, let's say you've got $100,000, let's say $1 million. You got $1 million in this stock-based mutual fund or ETF. Right? Let's just call it the S&P 500 XYZ exchange-traded fund. Well, it has a yield of about 1.5%, the S&P 500 does. So that means on $1 million, if you never wanted to sell a share of the S&P 500 fund, you could take about $15,000 a year of dividends off of the $1 million. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but if I had $1 million and I was in retirement, I would like more than $15,000 of supplemental income off of that. So what happens if you need $40,000? Well, if you need $40,000 and you're only getting $15,000 of dividends, then you need to sell $25,000 of shares to generate the extra income. But is that income? No, it's return of your own principal, because you actually had to sell the very same investment that you were counting on for growth and dividends and pretending like it's income. Now, let's say you're in a more balanced portfolio. Right, you got dividend blue chip paying stocks at around 4%. You've got some bonds, some preferred, some real estate, all these other kind of this whole A to Z soup of other investment vehicles. But let's say your portfolio yields you 4% in interest and dividends. And it's very possible we have clients over 5% now. Let's say you're getting a yield of 4% in interest and dividends. That $1 million now, you have permission to spend the $40,000 because it's all a renewable resource because it's interest and dividends. If you spend the $40,000 off the million this year, guess what? January 1st next year, it starts paying you the interest and dividends again. And chances are, the dividend paying stocks that you have, or if interest rates are moving higher, you get to reinvest those at a higher rate or dividend increases. And you don't need me to tell you the stock market doesn't go up every year. So growth can't be your only hope. Because where are you going to get income when the stock market's down? If you start taking income from a stock-based or fund-based portfolio, you're going to have to sell more shares when the market's down. And that's when just to get the same amount of income. And if the market's down for a few years, or we got back-to-back drops like 2002 and 2008, even when the market recovers, your principal isn't coming back because you sold it. You sold those shares. A better strategy is to shift your allocation to things that pay interest and dividends, predictable income, things like individual bonds that not only pay you a set amount of interest, but have a maturity date where you're going to get your income fund. Bond-like instruments, things like preferred stocks or REITs, something that pays you a more sustainable income stream, or even things like blue chip stocks, right? Blue chip, good balance sheet companies that are paying you interest and dividends. So think about a dairy cow. I mean, if you just get the milk from the cow's going to produce more milk the next time. But if you decide you want some steak, well, sorry, no more milk, right? No more cow either. So I'm not even sure you get steaks from dairy cows, but you get the picture, right? So in my book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street, I use the analogy of eat the eggs, not the chickens, right? What are the eggs? The eggs are the interest and dividends. What are the chickens? The chickens are your principal. If all we do are eat the eggs and don't touch the chickens are always going to give us that renewable resource, which is investment income. So investing for income is one of the best ways to live your retirement life in a peaceful, predictable way. If you know what the biggest retirement mistakes are before you retire, you now know you can put a plan in place and have a much better chance of avoiding them. Avoid the biggest mistakes that are out there of not having a purpose in retirement, not counting the costs or the expenses involved. The third one is neglecting tax planning or the impact of taxes on your retirement. And number four, just making sure you've got sustainable, predictable income to support your goals and your purpose. Get these right and you have a solid blueprint to a stress-free retirement. I want to thank you for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you've got questions, we've got answers. Let's set up a 15-minute strategy call to get your questions answered. So let me tell you how that operates. You call the number 866-316-0822. You leave some information. On Monday, Patrick or Shannon will give you a call back. We'll set up a 15-minute strategy call with myself personally, a fiduciary financial planner in the last 22 years. We'll get a little bit of information, get your questions answered. If it makes sense after the call to get together, have a Zoom, have an in-office appointment, kind of put together a strategy for you, great, we will. If not, we're all adults here, and you get your questions answered. So how do you get that 15-minute strategy call? Give us a call, 866-316-0822. I'll even send you out a free copy, a physical copy of my brand new book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. But you got to ask for it, 866-316-0822. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, financial, tax-focused planning advice, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.